to start off with the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Just one second. Just one second. There's one thing that bothered me. Was according to the second teretz in the Rif, the Ran's teretz, that there were two gazesim. So the question was, so the Rif took the easier case? He should have taken the case of one gazes. Because the question is, where, how could the Rif do the Korach? But it wasn't matzah de mentora, wasn't matzah shmora. So one teretz says that it was just a maisa ba'alma, which is difficult. And the other teretz wants to say that the Rif really meant he left over two gazes. So the question is, like Aaron mentioned yesterday, so the question is, and we asked this question I think the last time we were, that the Rif took the easier of the two cases. Why did he take the case where the guy has two gazes, and why didn't he take the harder case where the guy has one gazes? Even if you're going to answer and you say either way to Kazaisen, but why don't you take the easier case of one Kazais? Right? So just give me a second. I'm just trying to think of that one out. According to Rav, it's only in two makamos.
Right.
According to Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, it's in the same place. Now, and that's a machlokas as to what the Yisr is. One holds is Kadeshi and Nechal Alasova, right? That's the that's who
Shmuel.
That's the Rashbam. And the Ran learns it's because he shouldn't forget that he ate the Pesach and he'll eat it again.
Right.
So and then they carry it over to matzah. Just a second, Yeah, so therefore, what I would say is like this. The Chiddush, according to that pshat in the Rif, is that the Rif really took the harder case. Because if you have only one Kazayah, so then you have no choice. That's all you can do. But the Rif wanted to show that you could do a Korach. Because Moror is not a violation of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach, because it's Achilah Shel Mitzvah. And Ein Maftir is in Achilah Shel Rishus only.
Right.
Whether you learn like the Rashbam, or whether you learn like the Ran, it still would be only in Achila Shel Rishus. If he gets involved in Achila Shel Rishus, he'll forget whether he ate the carbon pesach or not, but not Moror. So Moror wouldn't be a violation of Ein Maftirin. But what the Rif wanted to let you hear was that even Korach, which is Zeichel LeMikdash, is also not a violation of Ein Maftir. Mm-hmm. Of course, maybe you'll say since Korach is only Zeichel LeMikdash, so it's like Rishus, so therefore it will be a violation of Ein Maftir. So the Rif is letting you hear, no, that's not a violation of Ein Maftir.
Why?
Because it really is done the Taurus Mitzvah. Even though it's, even Zecher is not a violation of Ein Maftir.
And the Havamina was, it would be?
The Havamina was that anything that's not a real Chovas Mitzvah is a violation of Ein Maftir.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's the same Cheftashal Mitzvah, it's still like a Chiddush?
Which side is difficult?
To say that Korach is a Chiddush, right? That you can eat it afterwards. I mean, isn't it still the Chetzah Mitzvah?
Well, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing it because of a Nihug, because of Zechel and Migdash. So you might say they asked that because anything which is not a strictly a Maisa Mitzvah, they asked because it's included in the Ein Maftir. And the only thing that's Mufka is the Chaleshem Maisa Mitzvah. Kamash Malon. That it's not, that as long as that's not true. That even if it's a nihug, it's also a maftirin, because a nihug a person wouldn't treat like rishus. But the havmina was that the only afko is afko of a maisa mitzvah. It has a chalei shem maisa mitzvah. So I want to answer that one question.
Right. That's good if we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so it's good, according to the Rav.
Okay, we're passing like
Rabbi Yochanan.
And he holds a what?
It's like an Isra Achila. Straight across, it's like a form of Isra Achila.
It's an Isra Achila.
Right. I was wondering, what about Shmuel holds it's not really
Isra. Oh, that's very good. You mean, so therefore he holds only an Isra Achila for Shus.
Right. Right, but it's good because we pass like Tanaka Vasa Rabbi Yochanan, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. I was wondering, let's say you say like Shmuel. That like the whole thing was you have to have a Tam Matzah Piv as like a Zecha that you ate a Pesach. Then would you
that's
say
only happening, isn't it?
Well, that's Shmuel's position.
That
it's only meat.
Well, Shmuel's position is...
It doesn't matter. If it's only meat, it's only meat.
It's only gozlos.
It's only meat, according to Ron, yeah. But
oh,
you,
because they didn't... Because that'll wipe out the... Right.
But we pass up Yochanan, so this is a Chakira. If it's an Isra Chila, so then only a Chila Shoshos, not Shabbat.
Yeah, but according to Shmuel... What do you want to say?
According to Shmuel, it wouldn't be Shach, because according to Shmuel, it's only me.
Right.
He said the Ranzel Shittasa.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
It's the Ranzel Shittasa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Right. And according to that, if you didn't have matzah, Shmuel matzah, you wouldn't do it. It's only because it's Shmuel matzah that has a din of Zechon Mekdash.
Right. Right. That's right. Because he doesn't want to say the other way. It's a Maisa B'Alma. Maisa B'Alma, they try to avoid that. Sure, it's a very hard shot.
You're right, but according to that...
What kind of a Maisa is it if you don't have the right heft?
Right.
Or if you're making a sandwich in it.
But even according to that shot, the first shot, right, where the riff sounds like he's saying what he's saying, he's still teaching a Chiddush that even if it's just a Maisa B'Alma, you can do it after. You don't have a problem left here. It's like even bigger Chiddush almost. You know? Even though it's not Shmura matzah, you could still eat matzah that's not Shmura after.
Cool, okay. Stop mentioning it.
Like, yeah. Is there any way to define that further, though, that question? Of whether you need Shmura matzah to have a din of Zecher or not? Is it like a general question of what is a Zecher? Is it a Maisa? Or is it, like, what's the.
You mean the two shooters?
Yeah. I guess this isn't my question. Is it, I can see two ways of like what they're arguing. Are they arguing like what Zecher Mikdash is? Does it tolerate just a Maisa B'Alma or does it have to be like the actual Chatzah, you know? Or are they arguing as like Masa is not Shmura, does that like have a Shem Matzah? It just can't be Yotze Yudei Achilos Matzah, Erev Tochel Matzahs, but it is like Matzah, it's just Pasul, so to speak. It's like Pasul Matzah, but you can use it as a Zecher, it's just not.
Is Zecher in terms of the cheftis?
What are they arguing? Are they arguing about like what is Shmura?
Maybe that's what he's saying. In other words, if it's the halachas, the karen is in terms of the cheftis, and
you know, the only other place where you have such an idea is when you do a maisa with the wrong cheftis. I think it says like by lulav, if you don't have a lulav, it's dried out, so you should still shake it without a bracha because of
right.
Shtakach taras lulav.
Right.
Yeah, shlota shtakach taras erev. That certain things they did, even though it had no value,
right.
It was shlota shtakach.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to say it's a reason for shalot right. Shakach over here. He seems to say over here that's really, it still would function as a zecher.
Well, it's just in zecher and lot of shakach.
Lot of shakach, they're acknowledging it's the wrong thing. Zecher, he's not saying necessarily. He's saying that there is the kim of zecher. That's a different kim of shalot to shakach.
Well, I mean, if you're not a stickler on the lashon. Maybe that's what his question really is. Does Zecher over here mean a real Zecher, like Lulav? Zecher and Mikdash? Does Zecher over here mean Shlotishtakach Taras?
That's the question.
That's what I would say. That's the Machlokes. You also have by Katan. That sometimes the Katan does a Maisa, which is not a Maisa, but just for Chinuch.
Right. By lulav, I hear it a little more because there's like a mitzvah lulav is manazah. And like it's true that particular place didn't have lulav except for the dried out lulav. So, but over here, it's like you're not forgetting Korach so that when the mikdash is around, we're going to remember it.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's good. Would you go further?
Ramos is kasha, right? On the lulav hayavish.
Because you can't, it's hard to say zecher if it's not the right thing. But if it's shavuot teshtakach, so then it's a
whole different type of
zecher.
Right.
That's good. That's very, very nicely defined. Okay, ashkech for being persistent.
Don't you say zecher l'mikdash kehilah? I don't know if you had different gears than that, but. I guess you could still say it's Zecher means like the same.
Right.
Yeah, they're similar words.
Book of work.
Yeah, it can't be a simple word. Sometimes the Gemara says off between Rayladova, Zecheladova.
Right.
And it's not really. So the word Zecher is pliable.
Well, Malik is a Zecher and Lotishach.
Lotishach.
And Zecher.
That's right.
It's the same thing.
But no, that's different.
Zecher is
Zecher, but Lotishach is Lev.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, just through different ways.
Yeah, but that's a real. That's an active sinner.
An active what?
Sinner.
Gotcha.
In other words, that Lotishkach means you must actively be involved in being a sonei of a mother. Mm-hmm. Belave, all the time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Let's take Yeshu Mitzvah and Yachlu. That's good enough for me. So now we have both two of this one.
And with the Ramban, right? Do you want to explain that Ramban with the?
I was thinking about that. It couldn't be any worse. Do you have any idea?
No.
I looked at the Ramban inside.
Oh, did it help anything?
No.
Anybody's ever done a seder twice, anyway. It's never happened. Forget about why you would think you should drink a cup of wine. You're starting home and say, there's not even say Kiddush. But has anybody ever done that? Two in one night? Never heard of it.
No, I don't think anybody's ever. I would say with assurance.
Well,
I would say with assurance that
nobody's ever done that.
That's what he said,
right? We had that case where Abaya went to Rabba's Seder.
Oh, yeah.
So he did go to a second Seder.
So Rabba was sleeping.
Went to be a spectator and start over.
Well, first he said, well, first one is saying, you're a commos of Holocaust, right?
Right.
And then what is he saying?
He says, "Al Talmud Davar Kadesh Lo Yem Mosif Al Arba Kosos Venera Kamisha Mascha Beseder Acher."
Venera is going on. You more Kamasa
Beseder. Yeah, the Rots Alech Al Pesach Hamatzah Mar. Veinim Donash Neipsach and Kecha. It's really got to jump into conclusions, you know? It's taking one cup of wine, really.
The only way I could justify it is with the Shittas, on Mordechai that they used to eat first.
They used to eat what, a whole meal first and then eat the Pesach?
And then they did that, but they got it. I think it's a Mordechai.
Really? They would eat first the meal and then they would
say Kiddush?
They knew that sheet in nowadays would be popular.
Real popular. The only problem is they wouldn't get back to the Seder.
Yeah.
You can't justify it. They won't believe anything. The
ladies get it.
The sheet is Mordechai. They used to eat before they did the Haggadah. So maybe if you then suffer them.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnam Nemu Yochlu, Nerd Nemu Lo Yochlu. HaPesach HaChar Chatzos Metame Yisei Yadayim, HaPikol Bar Noser Metame Yisei Yadayim. Rishbam?
Yeah.
Yeshnu Kulam Lo Yochlu. Im Hiskilu Lechol Piskan, Yeshnu Lo Yochlu. Nira Ka'ochal Pisko Bebez Mekomos. Be'achar Shi Yeshnu Hesichu Daitan Lechol, Lechol Ot. V'chashiv leitana ki ilu ka'achila shnei mekomos. V'chomer ba'almahi. V'leka lefrushe mishum de dami la'achila shnei chaburos. V'shum de imken kasha stama astama. V'habiketat solin stamlan kirbi huda. De pesach nechal b'shtei chaburos. Aval ein ha'ochal ochal b'shnei mekomos. Helkach tamad amastisin mishum achila shnei mekomos. How exactly would the Mishnah go if you learned it like Rabbi Shimon, the Shtei Chaburos? It would be the same thing, Hasech Hadas, if they fell asleep and then reconvene, you'd think it's a new Chabura?
You'd think that you're violating Achilas or Pesach B'Shnei Mekomos, right?
No, but he's suggesting, he's saying, don't learn it that it's Shtei Chaburos. Because then you'd have a problem that it's Soser, the Stam Mishnah that we learned like Rabbi Huda, that it's Shnei Mekomos. But how would you learn this Mishnah?
No, where are you going?
V'leka lefrushe.
Yeah.
Mishum tadami la'achila shtei chaburos.
What does it mean?
Don't learn this Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, that means that it appears like eating one Pesach until chaburos.
Right. So
that can't be, because we're not passing it.
Right.
So therefore, it appears like you're eating it in shnei mekomos.
Right.
It's not, but not that it looks like you're eating the same Pesach until mekomos. In other words, there's two possibilities. You could say that it looks like you're eating the same Pesach and two Mekomos after Yashnu, or you could say it looks like you're eating the same Pesach in two places.
Where?
In two Chaburos,
right.
Two Chaburos.
Is this because of the same Hesach Hadas, though? Would be the same reason?
Same reason.
Right.
Because you could say it looks like you're eating one Pesach in two Chaburos. Well, you could say it doesn't look like you're eating it in two Chaburos. It looks like you're going into another Makom.
Right. Because it's like a new Chabura.
Yeah.
A new Chabura makes like a new Makom.
A new Makom.
But not because new Chabura intrinsically is also, because we don't pass it like that.
That's right.
Right. That's true. I mean, the real reason why Shtei Mekomos is because it's like a new Chabura.
Right.
It's not like you moved anywhere.
Right. So what did you do before you went to sleep? It's not because it's two
Chaburas. What did you do before you went to sleep?
You ate Pesach.
You ate Pesach.
So you just can't eat anymore.
Right.
But you fulfilled your mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Hu'ah did not...
Well, that's his good luck. You can't begin eating if you only get his eyes. You think if he had half his eyes, he'd be fine?
So, you won't understand.
I know
something
would be good that weekend. No, you can eat.
No, the whole group.
After eating, but he only had half of his eyes?
Yeah. Glad you have. Do you have any other questions?
If you don't eat it desires, how do you get something else for you to eat?
You can't eat half of his eyes in one place and go eat it in the other half.
What happens in the case? You're saying in the steel lecho, assuming that he ate his eyes before. What happens if he only ate half of his eyes before? And everyone fell asleep. Now it's a gaido.
I think
only if you eat kazais do you become part of their chaburah.
What do you mean? You wouldn't have that with them.
Yeah, but you can make your own chaburah.
Right. Yeah. You didn't eat yet.
So you didn't eat kazayas, and it's considered as though that you didn't join with them.
You're only joined with them once you're done the mitzvah.
Once you eat kazayas.
But then you can't go. ולכה לפרושי תיימו, משום דאין מפתירן אחרמטה אף יקומן, דאין כן תקשי לאידך לשנה, דאמר מפתירן, עמי לא וסביני מיני לאל.
So what time would I say?
Because we pass game of Tiran Akhramata if you come.
So therefore,
that's why Rabba and had that conversation.
And that's the time of the mission. He's not talking about it.
What?
He's not talking about it by here. He's talking about the mission.
Right, the Mishnah, but then the Gemara, and also the Gemara. Isn't the Gemara going to be learning the Mishnah? If the Mishnah means Yom HaTzir, then the Gemara is going to be learning that way too. And then Rav and Abai are going to be talking about Matzah, this Zman HaZek.
Because it's not a violation of Yom HaTzir.
That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah, because he's still eating the matzah.
Right. You can keep eating as much matzah as you want.
Right.
There's no limit.
Right. Okay.
That's his hobby, you know?
Yep. Rabbi Yossi Amar Nisnam Yamu Yochu.
Ner Yamu Lo Yochu. Rosh Bam. Reshakai. Kamar Tanakama Yeshnu Mikzasa and Yochu. Lasser Alameimar, Hani Mili in Nisnamnimu, Avalim Nir Demu, Afilimitsasan Lo Yochu, Shiuro Hachi Mukach Begmara, Hachi Hilchasa Daha Rabba Kai Kavase, Kitik Amar Begmara. So the Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rashbam, Rabbi Yossi learns that the only discussion of the Tanakhama is Nisnamnimu. Then you can have a possibility of Miktasan is Yochlu and Kulan is Lo Yochlu.
I mean, if near them one person, the whole group can't have it?
No, just that person.
Yeah, but he definitely can't have it.
Just that person.
Right, but all the Rashbam is saying is that it's going on the ratio.
Right.
If it weren't going on the ratio, it would mean this Nisnamnimu Kulam Yochlu. He wants you to know that when Rabbi Yossi says Nisnamnimu Yochlu, it doesn't mean Nisnamnimu Kulam Yochlu. It means Nisnamnimu Miktsasan Yochlu. And I don't know how he puts it in the Gemara. But he maintains it's Mukhach on the Gemara like that. Why? I guess from that conversation. The Rabbi said, Amalei Meinam Kanoyim Mar, you're sleeping. So that would prove that he holds that if one guy sleeps, he can't eat. So that proves that it's like Rabbi Yossi. But how does he prove that he's going on the ratio? So Amalei Menu Mikam in Namne. Utnan is Namne Mil Yochlu Nir Mulo Yochlu. How does he know what he holds if it's Namnam or Kulam? It sounds like it's
maybe he's trying to prove that he's not going on the Seifa. If he's arguing the Seifa, then he'd agree with Tanakam and the Risha that even Yerdmu Mitzasan is Yochlu. Right?
If he's going on what?
He's going on the Seifa.
Which Seifa?
Yash who's just going to say with Yochlu Kulam Lo Yochlu, and he's qualifying. That's only near the moon. Near the moon Yochlu is going Kulam. Right, then he'd be agreeing the Tanakam and the Risha.
So the young
man,
the Tanakam, or he's not arguing.
But then the Gemara makes sense. Once you say Rava,
what if he's going on the safe? So he'd be saying Nisnamnimu Kulon
Lo Yochlu. Nisnamnimu Kulon Yochlu.
Yochlu.
and near the Mekulam lo yachal.
So how can you prove from the Gemara?
Oh, because then he'd be agreeing with the Tanakam and the Reisha, though. That by Mitzasan, he'd agree that even near the Mekulam Mitzasan is yachal. Right? So there's no sheet to hold near the Mitzasan lo yachal.
And he
wouldn't
be arguing
the thing. And he would be agreeing with the Tanakam and the Reisha, that near to him, Mitzasan is Yochlo.
And what would he argue on?
He'd be arguing the Seifa.
Oh, that Nisnam Namu, Yochlo is going on the Seifa.
Right.
So if they're all Nisnam Nam.
That's Lo Yochlo.
No, that's.
That's
Yochlo.
That's Yochlo, right. If they're all near them, then Lo Yochlo.
But if one is near them?
He'd agree with the Tanakam. Yochel Mitzvah, then you can Yochel.
A Yochel.
Right. But then what's Rav?
Right. Then Rav not going to have a problem. You're right. Good, good. Okay, very good. Okay, so what's the Machalokas?
The answer, he proves it. V'hachi Hilchasa. The Rav, according to Vosei. Right, you see, he's learning the case of Rav as Mitzvah.
That's right.
And he's going to be Paskin, if he's near the Mitzvah, and he's low Yochel. It's good, that's how he's learning the case of Rav. It's a case of Mitzvah, and he's Paskin for
Yochel. Where do you see the Rav also, eh?
Because Rabba has to say, it's Rabba doesn't say to be passing the Tanakama, Rabba says I wasn't really sleeping. Meaning if he had been sleeping, it would have been also like a Yosef.
Right. Then he would have to hold. Then he would have to hold that Nidmu Echad is Yochel.
If he's
going to say, yeah, okay,
yeah, right. And then what's going on? The Gemara doesn't make any. How's Rabbi going to be?
Doesn't make any sense. Because he's
saying
he's
in by himself. Right.
Right.
Okay. Good. Because
Tosfos
learns.
How's it come out?
He's going on the ratio. So he's saying Nisnam Nemu Mitzason is Yochel. So, but Yashnu Mitzason is Lo Yochel.
Near them.
Near them is Lo Yochel. So he's arguing on the ratio. Okay. But if you say he's going on the Seifa, that Kulon near the Mu Lo Yochel, and he's saying Kulon Nisnam Nemu Yochel. But he agrees with the Reisha that Yashu Mitzason is Yochlu. Mm. So then the dialogue between Rabba and Abaya wouldn't work out.
Right.
Because he said, I why aren't you sleeping?
Right.
Which implies that it would be Yosef
empty. Right.
So he said, no, I'm just being Misnamne. So, but what good is that? But it wouldn't matter, because even if he was Yashnu, even if he was Yashnu, he'd still be Mutta, because Rabbi Yossi holds like the Tanakama in the ratio.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Okay, that's good.
But Yossi proves we paskin from that, like Rabbi Yossi.
So we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, right. And that Hachi Yochasa.
Because he proves it from Rabbi Stor.
Right.
That's also what they don't like about this, because why is he paskin like the Yachi against the... Right.
Against the Chachon?
Yeah, but he's...
Against Tanakama.
Right, but he has a proof from Rabba because he learns some of Matzah's Manasseh. So
right.
Is Rabba supporting Rabbi Yosef? That's why he's learning the whole Rabba story.
Right, that's correct. Okay, but now we have to get back to what's the Machalikas of Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef. What?
Point to who?
Anybody. We didn't define the Machalikas.
I guess so.
No, but what are you going as the facts? Like, right.
In other words, the facts are like the...
You want to say like the Rashbam?
Like the Rashbam.
Okay.
Yeshu Mitzasim is Yochlu, and Rabbi Yossi maintains no, only if the Sam can.
Do me a favor, when you say Yeshu Mitzasim, can you say whether it's near them or near them?
Near them.
So near them, Mitzasim, the Tanakama holds what?
Yochlu.
They can, anyone can eat. Okay, so it's only when everyone falls asleep that there's a problem, according to the Tanakh. And according to Rav Yossi, what's machlokas? And Rav Yossi holds that what?
Rav Yossi holds that if they fell asleep, they can't eat.
Nirdam.
And it's only if it's nirdam, they can't eat.
But if it's nisnam, and mixas, you can.
Can.
Okay, so they argue on 2 points or 1 point then? They argue on two factors. One holds nirdam is a psul for that person, and one holds nisnam is a psul if it's kulon.
They agree on that point. It's not a cool one.
They argue on 2 points or 1 point? It seems they're arguing on 2 points, right?
They're arguing in the first case where it says near the mumitzasan.
Right, so one says it's not a problem. And the other one says one who fell asleep
can't eat is a problem.
Okay, but the other people can.
Right, but if it was this non name, it's okay.
If it's non name, right, everyone agrees. If it's non name, that person can continue to eat.
That person can continue to eat, yes.
Right, so they're only arguing with near them that person, whether that person can continue to eat.
Right.
That's one argument. They also argue if it's non name Kulo, no?
And it's non name Kulo.
According to one, it's out.
According to the Tanakama, it's okay.
And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not okay.
Right.
So there are 2 points they're arguing about. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
There are 2 points. They're arguing about an individual's breaking a kavias. Right. He's near them. He breaks his kavias.
Right. And they're arguing.
And they're also arguing in what breaks the kavias of the group. One holds that it has to be near them, and one says nisnam nukulin would they be gone, right?
Because Rabbi Yosemite agrees that nisnam nukulin is no good.
Where is he argues?
That is, he argues that what?
The Tanakhama implies that Nisnam and Kulam is good.
It's good.
And if Yossi is saying, argues that Nisnam and Kulam is no good.
No good.
Right.
Right.
So why doesn't he argue on the Sefer then?
No, he's saying he's going on it.
He's going on the Resha, but he's arguing on both.
Well, he's going. It's going to come out that way. Okay, so what's
so the according one? To one man, the Yomar, the only time the whole group is knocked out of the box is it's near Dam Kula.
Yes, according to the Tanakh.
It's near Dam Kula.
Right.
Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Dam Kula. Cool. It's also going to be
according to
Rabbi Yossi.
According to Rabbi Yossi, what?
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be also no good.
No good.
Yeah, that's the other man, the Yomar. But I'm saying the first man,
the
Yomar. It's
only Tanakh.
Right. The only Tanakh is only.
The thing with Machlokas is that it's not really Shtei Mekamos.
Right. It's not really that.
That's the premise. If you don't go back to that premise, you're not going to be defining it properly. Because you're going to look for something real. Right. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the premise, you have to go back to the premise that it's not a real phenomenon that arises. It's just the Rabbanan that is near the Shtei Mekamos. So now it becomes pretty simple. That the Tanakhama maintains what? That when does it become Shtei Mekamos? When the whole Chabur is in a different state. So the state of Yashan, and then they awake, the whole Chabur is in a different state. So if they're in a different state, so then that's why it's near Kishtei Mekamos. Because there's a difference between a Yashon and an Or. Okay?
And if one's in a deep sleep, it doesn't matter. He can join.
That's the case. Near the moon. Yashon is near the moon. So if they're really near the moon, so then we say that the Chabura is in a different, is waking up. They're all waking up. This is a totally different state. They were sleeping and now they're awake. Sleeping means complete Hesach HaDas. There's no Das at all. Okay? So that's the Tanakhama. But this non-name, according to the Tanakhama, is not even Hesach HaDas. Because the guy's still semi-awake. So it's not necessarily even Esach Hadas, but moreover, there's no real change in the Gavr by Nisnamen because he's still partially conscious. According to the Tanakam, in order to have Nirik Shechabur, you need two different states of existence. So one is awake and one is asleep. That's the Tanakam. That's perfect. What does your Biosi mean, Tanim? Okay, Shlomo, go ahead now.
What is that? It's found in Legabe, one guy is. Well, no, if everybody is Nisnamnim, then it's Hezek Hadas.
Right.
But you can be saved. If one guy is Nisnamnim, his Hezek Hadas can be saved because, like the Gemara describes Nisnamnim, that if your name is called, then you respond. So you can still be part of it if there's another guy that can help you out.
Right. Okay, let me. But you're missing one point. Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, when they make individual the group, what is the kvias? Is it the kvias of the chabura, or is it independent of the kvias of the gavra as well? Because one holds an individual himself if he's near dam is gone, right? Even though the group is still involved in the achila.
That's Rav Yossi.
Right. So he seems to hold that the individual himself has to have a kvias. That if his kvias achila independent of the group is broken, then he can't eat anymore. So he holds it's not just the kvias of the group. Where the other band, the Yama holds, we're only talking about a kvias of the group, and he's part of the group. So it doesn't matter if he individually is near them. That's one point of my contention, right? Because otherwise, near the mechad, why would it be? Why? What's the problem? They argue, right? Whether he's near the mechad, whether that person.
Okay. That's a good point.
Right, you have to say that.
Yeah. So then you have to answer. Well, your answer will have to include that.
Yeah. That's another. Right. It has to include that. That's right. What's the nature of the kvias?
So the. You want to say?
I was thinking just one idea for the way to find the ratio. I'm not sure. I'm just curious what you think about it, but. Is maybe the question is like it's a gzeir of nira, so did Chazal set up like a roet, like what it looks like to like an objective roet, in which case it only looks like there's like a new chabura, like a whole new kvias of a chabura, if like everybody falls asleep, but like to a roet, if one guy falls asleep and everybody else is awake, it's like the same suda. It's just that guy fell asleep and he's still part of it. But if they all fall asleep and they all wake up, that's like a new chabura. What do you say? Like nira means like to the guy himself. Like for him, when you fall asleep and you wake up, to the guy himself, he isn't. When he's sleeping, he doesn't see everybody else. To him, it's like a whole new chabura. You know, is the nearer to the guy who falls asleep, or is the nearer to like a roa?
If it's to the roa, though, isn't it going to have to include the
I'm saying like there's like this.
So how do you explain the sound of the
cool? Right, I'm really just explaining the ratio.
But I think we say like this, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the definition of participating in the chabura is not dependent upon the condition.
Of the individual.
Of the individual. Yeah, he needs a change of state, from sleep to awake to sleep. But what he needs is that he can't actively participate in the mitzvah sachila. That's how you measure the difference. So Nisnamnim Kulan, they can't participate in the Maisachila, in the Mitzvah Sachila. So therefore, it's a new group. New group, according to Rabbi Yossi, is dependent upon the functional aspect of Mitzvah Sachila, not upon the objective state. So that's why he holds like this. That if he's if one guy's Nisnam name, so then the halacha is that he's mitzuraf to the others because he still is partially conscious. So therefore the group didn't change, and we say that the group always was capable of participating in the Maisa Mitzvah of Pesach. So it's not a change.
He's tuffled to them.
But, right.
But if he's near Dom?
But if he's near Dom, so now he's excluded from the group because he can't participate in the... And since the group is defined by participating, the ability to participate, so he's completely out of the group.
And this non-dang is also...
No, because he's mitzuref to the others.
So and this non-dang could allow you to be tzarek to a group, but if the whole group is this non-dang, then it's not. Then there's a problem.
Well, that's what we're saying. That if the whole group is this non-dang, so then the group is excluded from participating in the Maisa Mitzvah.
Because eating isn't going.
Because you can't eat.
No one's eating.
So visit relative to Maisa Mitzvah. It's not a group.
Eating hasn't, because eating has ceased, in other words.
Right.
And it's not eating has ceased. No one's eating.
No one's
eating. So that's it. It's all over. But, if one is near Dom, then his eating it's no good also, right? If one is near Dom?
Yeah, if one is near Dom, so he can't... He can't
be mistaken to the group.
He can't be mistaken to the group.
Because he's near Dom means that he's engaged in a different activity. He's engaged in sleeping.
He has nothing to do with these guys.
Because he's in a deep sleep.
That's right.
But if he's in this non-name, he could still be mitzvah. So there are two questions, you're saying. There's one question in terms of being mitzvah to a group, and then there's a question whether the group is still involved in the activity.
What's the definition of
it? If the group is still involved in the activity.
That's right. Is the definition of the change in the group a substantial change in the state of the people, or is it a change vis-a-vis the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah?
And why, according to Tanakhama, if one mitzvah is near Dimu, is it yochel?
Why what?
If mitzvah are near Dimu, according to Tanakhama.
Yes.
So why are they? They're not part of the group. He agrees with the realist that they're not part of the group, or he argues and holds that even though they're near.
No, he holds they are part of the group.
So why even though they're near Dimu?
Because there's only one pierce, agrees in the group.
Because you have to. It's not going to be two groups unless you have a change of state. And one guy can't change the state of the group.
Why is he mitzvah to the group?
What? He's part of the group.
Even though he's sleeping?
Sleeping doesn't do anything.
No, but according to the other man, the Yom Nir Dami, he's out of it.
Yeah, because he holds that the definition has to be vis-a-vis Maisa Achila. And the Tanakhama holds it's objective. It's not vis-a-vis Maisa Achila.
Tanakhama
holds
objective.
I understand what that means.
Objective means that it has to be a different state.
But he is in a different state.
That's true.
But not the group.
But not the group.
But the group is
so why is he mitzvah to the group?
Because he's connected to the group. He was a mama to the group before it started. What?
The problem is only to eat it in two places. And it's only going to be two places if it's a different group. So if the whole group fell asleep, so then when they wake up, it's a different group.
Right.
But if one guy fell asleep, it's not going to be a different group. It's just one guy was sleeping.
And according to Bielsi, if one guy falls asleep,
he's not part of the group.
No, he's not part of the... Can't do the Maisa Chil.
Yeah, he can't do the Maisa Chil. He's out.
Yeah, but the guy who's not named can do the Maisa Chil.
He's mitzuref to the others that can do the Maisa Chil.
No, sir. They argue on two points.
You're saying the guys near them is in a totally different state. He can't be mitzuref to them?
No.
Okay.
He can't. In other words, he could never be considered mitzuref to a functional person visiting the mitzvah. So he's out.
So he's not part of the group anymore?
No.
Okay.
Because the shame of the group is a group that is royal l'kayim ha-mitzvah. According to Tanakh, I'm not going to do that.
So what's the shame of the group going to the kviyas of achila? Just to be kaveh to
the fact that the kavod achila makes it one group. Because midrashim really is one group.
Right.
The only thing is that if everybody has a change of state, then it's going to be nearer to stay makamos.
Right. But if one guy falls asleep, he's still part of the group, and the group hasn't changed.
He's waking up to the group.
Right. Okay. And according to Yossi, even though it's the same group. when the guy falls, because they're all stayed awake, except for this one guy who fell asleep.
His relationship to the Maisa Mitzvah.
His relationship to the Maisa Mitzvah has been canceled.
And therefore it stay in Mekomos?
And therefore he can't, and therefore it's going to be stay in Mekomos, right? Because he canceled his relationship to the to these people. Now when he wakes up, you're going to say that he's establishing a new relationship.
Right.
And the other Mandiyama says he didn't break his relationship to these people by near them.
Right.
Why?
Because the only Isser is when you have two different states, then it's near Kishtamakam.
He's in a different state.
No, but you don't have two different states because the states are going to be determined by the group. It's the same group. He's waking up to the same group.
And he was Mitzur to the group while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
For instance, Tanakama doesn't matter.
Only
is it an objective or subjective viewing? It's an objective viewing. It's still part of the group. What he does is not a problem.
What's the problem?
According to one Mandiyama, if an individual is near Dham, he's